Somebody who has two pieces of chalef in front of him. One of them is regular chalef, and the other one is chalef from a korban that was left over after the lot of time for being makra, the chalef on the mizbeach. And there's a chiyuv chatos for eating nicer b'shogeg. Achas achas mehem. V'ein yaduas ezu mehem acham. Maybe chatos v'asham tolef. If he eats one of the two pieces b'shogeg, and he doesn't know which piece he ate, he doesn't know if he ate the regular chalef, or if he ate the chalef nicer, he has to bring a chatos and also an asham tolef. He brings the chatos, in either case, he ate chalef, but both pieces are chalef. And he also has to bring an asham tolef, as he has a suffix, as maybe he ate the chalef nicer. And there's a chiyuv chatos for eating nicer. So since he has a suffix, whether he's chayav a second chatos, besides one chatos, he has to bring an ashram tolu. Achar et hashniyah. Maybe shalosh chatos. If after he ate the first piece, he ate the second piece also b'shaygeg, in such a case, he has to bring three chatos. Two chatos for the two pieces of chalev that he ate. As we're talking about where he ate the two pieces of chalev b'shtei halamos, after he ate the first piece b'shaygeg, he realized that he ate chalev, and then he ate the second piece also b'shegeg. So since he ate the two pieces of chalev b'shtei halamos, he has to bring a separate chatas for each piece of chalev that he ate. And he also has to bring a chatas for eating the nicer b'shegeg. Since he ate both pieces, he also ate the nicer, and the chiyuv chatas for eating nicer b'shegeg. Now, even though he was also mile from hegdish, and the chalev nicer was from a korba, we're talking about where the chalev nicer was not worth a shavar pruta. The chalev is not worth much, so it's likely that the chel of Noisa was not worth a pruta, and there's no chi of Asham Me'ilos if your mouth from Heg there's less than a shav of pruta. Achar echad et ha-rishonim, uba achar v'achor et ha-shniyah. Zem may be chatas v'asham toloi, v'zem may be chatas v'asham toloi. Somebody has two pieces of chelav in front of him. One of them is regular chelav, and the other one is chelav Noisa. And one person eats one of the two pieces b'shoigit, and the second person comes along and eats the second piece b'shoigit, and neither one knows which piece he ate, each one of them would bring a chatos and an asham tolus, as each one of them definitely ate chalev since both pieces were chalev. And each one of them also has to bring an asham tolus, as each one of them has a suffix as maybe he ate the nicer, and as a chi of asham tolus, if you have a suffix whether you ate nicer, each one of them would bring a chatos and an asham tolus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zeh chatos, zeh chatos. Ushnei mevim chatos echot. Rabbi Shimon said each one of them would bring a chatos for eating chalev. And then together they would bring a chatas for the suffix of whether they ate nicer. And since one of them for sure ate the nicer, just we don't know which one. So they would buy a chatas b'shutz, they would split the cost. And b'shat ha'kravas ha'chatas, each one would say to the other, if you're the one that ate the chelek, I'm giving you my chelek in the chatas. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol chatas shehi ba'achei, ein shnayim mevi'en osa. Rabbi Yosi says, any time a chatas is brought for a chet, for an aver that you did, as opposed to a chatas that is brought by Yoledes brings a chatas even though she didn't do an avera, but generally a chatas is brought for a chet. And any time a chatas is brought for an avera that you did, it cannot be brought the shutzfit. Two people can't bring a chatas together al tnai. So therefore, in this case also, that each one of them has a suffix, whether he was the one that ate the nicer, they would not bring a chatas al tnai. Instead, each one would bring one chatas and one asham toloi, just like the Tanakh. Somebody who has a suffix whether he did an aver or went to his chiyuv chatos for. So he has to bring an ashram talif. He was makish a behema for his ashram talif with no delos a luchat. And after he was makish a behema, he found out that behemeth he did not do the avera. Im achalo nishchag, yesei v'yur be'eder, did the Rabbi Meir. If he found out that he did not do the avera before the shechita of the ashram talif, in such a case, according to Rabbi Meir, the behemoth that he was marked for Nashim Tali is no longer considered kadosh, it is now chulin, and it can be taken out to pasture with the rest of the flock. It has no kedusha at all. And since he was marked only al suffix that he might have done the aver, and now he found out that he did not do the aver, it's considered a hegdish toast. It was a toast that he was marked as had he known he did not do the aver, he would not have been marked. So according to Rabbi Meir, the behemoth is now chulin, and can be taken out to pasture with the rest of the flock. The Chachamim Amrim, Yira Achistar, V'yimachar V'yiflu Damav L'Nedavad. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. They hold that even though he was Makdashid only on the side, that he might have done the Avira, but since Libo Nokfo, meaning to say his leg is bothering him very much, that he might have done the Avira, and he really wants a Kapara for that Avira. So when he was Makdashid Gomor completely, he was Makdashid even on the side that he did not do the Avira, so it's not considered a Hegdish Toth. Therefore, even though he found out before Shechita that he did not do the Avera, it's still considered Hegdash. But he can't bring it as an Ashram Tali since he now knows that he did not do the Avera. So therefore, it's taken out the pasture until it gets a mum, and then it is sold, and the proceeds of the sale is used to buy Olos Nedava. Olos Nedava are Olos Kayat HaMizbeach, Olos Sibor that are brought on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is Batal, when there are no other Kabbanos being brought on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, I marry Yikra. Shemeinu ba achet harehu ba achet achet. Rabbi Eliezer said, even though he now knows that he did not do the Avera, he still can bring it as an Ashram Tali. As if he did not do this Avera, he probably did a different Avera. He probably did a different Avera which there's a Chiyav Chatzis for. So the Ashram Tali would be a kapara for some other Avera that he might have done. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, the person can bring an Ashram Tali even though he does not have a specific subject that he did an Avera which there's a Chiyav Chatzis for. As if somebody wants a kapara for an Avera he might have done, even though he has no idea that he might have done an Avera, he still can bring an Ashram Tali according to Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, in this case also, even though the suffix that he has is no longer a suffix, and now he knows he did not do that Avera, he might have done a different Avera, so therefore it could still be brought as an Ashram Tali. Im mishen nishchat noidolo, hadam yishafech, v'habasar yetzeh lebeis hatzrib. If he finds out only after Shechita that he did not do that Avera which he has a suffix that he might have done, in such a case, now the Ashram Tali is no longer considered a kasher korba. It no longer could be brought as an Ashram Tali, even though the Shechita was already done, since he now knows that he did not do the Avera. So therefore, the dam of the korban has to be spilled out into the Amash of the Azara, the stream that runs through the Azara, and the Basar would be taken out to be burnt, like any other kashrim that becomes possible in the Azara, that the Basar is taken out to be burnt. Now, this is only according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, who said earlier that if you find out you did not do the Avera, then you cannot bring the behemoth as an Ashram Tali anymore. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that even if you found out that you did not do the Avera, you could still bring the Ashram Tali, he would disagree with this also, and he would hold that it's considered a kasher korban, and it does not have to be taken out to be burnt. Nizrak hadam habasar yeyochal. If you only find out that you did not do the Avera after the zrikat hadam of the Ashram Tali, in such a case, it's considered a kasher korban, and the basar could be eaten by the kohanim just like any other Ashram Tali. The reason being is that the Ashram Tali was only brought off Suffolk anyway. If you brought the Ashram Tali, even though you know it's possible that you did not do that there, still the Torah is mechayev you to bring an Ashram Tali. And the Zrikas Hadam is what's mechaper. The Zrikas Hadam is mechaper for the person who had the Suffolk that he might have done the Avera. So therefore, since the Zrikas Hadam is the mechaper, and the Zrikas Hadam in this case was done before you found out that you didn't do the Avera, so therefore, since at the point of the Zrikas Hadam you still did not know whether you did the Avera, the Ashram Tali is considered a kasher korban. The suffix that you had was nischaper ayidei the zrikas hadam. So even if you find out after the zrikas hadam that you did not do the avera, it's still considered a kasher korban, and the kohanim could eat the basar. Rabbi Yosi Omer afilu hadam bekos yizorek v'habasar yeyochal. Rabbi Yosi says that even if you find out before the zrikas hadam that you did not do the avera, if you found out only after the kabbalah hadam was done bekos in the kli sharis, you already caught the dam in the kli sharis after Shechita, in such a case, the dam could be nidrak on the mizbeach, and the basar could be eaten by the kohanim like any other Ashram Tali. As Rabbi Yosi holds, kli sharis mekadesh et hatasul. The kabbalah hadam in the kli sharis would be mekadesh the dam, even in such a case that the kashim is pasul. So therefore, even though the Ashram Tali is pasul, since you have now found out that you did not do the avera, since the kabbalah hadam was already done in the kli sharis, the dam could be nidrak on the mizbeach. And Rabbi Yosi also holds dam only lizari kizari dam. Dam that's about to be nizrak on the mizbeach. It's as if it was already nizrak on the mizbeach. So therefore, in this case, since you already were makabel the dam in the kli sharis, it's only lizro. It's about to be nizrak on the mizbeach. We look at it as if it's already nizrak on the mizbeach. So it's as if you only found out after drikas hadam that you did not do the avera. And in such a case that you only found out after drikas hadam that you didn't do the avera, the Ashram Tali is considered an Ashram Tali kasher. It's like any other Ashram Tali. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, since the dam is ki'ilu, it's nizrak on the mizbeach, and you only found that after kabbalah hadam that you didn't do the avera, the Ashram Tali is kasher. The dam could be nizrak, and the kohanim could eat the basar.